items seized. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. New details over what was taken when the FBI recently searched former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Palm Beach, Florida.
Well, there's still a lot of questions as to whether or not those documents were actually declassified by former President Trump. This despite the release of a search warrant that shows FBI agents left his home with documents that were labeled as highly sensitive materials. We know that FBI agents retrieved from Mar-a-Lago 11 sets of documents, including some that were marked classified, top secret, and sensitive information, as well as files related to the president of France and Mr. Trump's friend, longtime friend Roger Stone.
That's Fox's Charles Watson. And Salman Rushdie remained hospitalized Saturday after suffering serious injuries and a stabbing attack as he was about to speak in Western New York. Rushdie's agent says the 75-year-old suffered a damaged liver, severed nerves in an arm and an eye, and was on a ventilator and unable to speak. Rushdie's novel, The Satanic Verses, drew death threats from Iran's leader in the 1980s. Authorities identified the alleged attacker as 25-year-old Hadi Matar and said she was facing attempted murder and assault charges. Plus, accusing the federal government of inaction, Arizona implements its own solution to unfinished sections of the border wall.
Crews in Arizona have begun to plug openings in the border wall in the Yuma area, stacking shipping containers 22 feet high, welding them together, and topping them with razor wire. Tim Romer is Arizona's Homeland Security Director.
We've seen no signs from the Biden administration that they are serious about addressing the border crisis. Enough is enough. Talk is cheap. Now is the time for action. That's why we're doing it now.
Crews expect to plug a 1,000-foot-long opening by early next week.
Fox's Jack Callahan. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Actress Anne Heche is being mourned by her family, roughly 1 week following her fiery car crash in Los Angeles.
Anne Heche was declared brain dead on Thursday and has remained on life support and in a coma until her organs can be donated. The actress's oldest son, Homer, also confirming her death and releasing a heartbreaking tribute, saying, quote, "My brother Atlas and I lost our mom. After 6 days of almost unbelievable emotional swings, I am left with a deep, wordless sadness. Hopefully my mom is free from pain and beginning to explore what I like to imagine as her eternal freedom." Heche had been hospitalized for the past 6 days after driving her car 90 miles per hour into a home.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty. And R. Kelly's federal trial that starts Monday in Chicago is in many ways a do-over of his child pornography trial in 2008 in state court. At that trial 14 years ago, jurors acquitted the singer on charges that he produced a video of himself having sex with a girl no older than 14. But a big difference between that trial and the one starting in the federal courthouse in Chicago is that prosecutors say the female in the video will testify this time. Among the charges Kelly faces is that he rigged the 2008 trial by paying off and threatening the girl to ensure she did not testify. The woman is now in her 30s. Plus, a new documentary about the life of Princess Diana.
The new documentary on the life and untimely death of Princess Diana is simply called The Princess.
Diana is very big news everywhere. realizes that he's taking second place.
It arrives just before the 25th anniversary of Princess Diana's death later this month and is told completely from archival audio and video footage. The documentary originally premiered at the Sundance Film Festival earlier this year, where it was well received. The Princess premieres this evening on HBO, with streaming available on HBO Max.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.